Anchorage skier Keegan Randall claimed a silver medal today in the skate sprint at the Nordic World Championships in the Czech Republic. It was the best finish ever for an American cross-country skier in the history of the competition, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Keegan Randall says she felt relaxed and strong at the start of the sprint final. Her goal was to grab the lead as early as possible and hang on. She spent much of the race in front, but in the final turn, Italian skier Arianna Fallis edged past her. Randall finished just 0.6 seconds behind, but she calls the silver medal a dream come true.
So it was just a great race, one of those kind of a Steve Prefontaine race. You know, I tried to lead it from the front and go for it and not take any chances, and it paid off.
Less than a year ago, Randall was wondering if she would even be able to keep skiing. She was hospitalized 3 times last spring with a potentially life-threatening blood clot. Randall missed 6 weeks of training and says she had to put in extra work last summer and fall to get her strength back.
I wrote down in my logbook at the beginning of the summer that one of my goals was to win a world championship medal. And it kind of took my breath away every time I looked at it, knowing that it was going to be a big challenge to tackle. But it is great to make it come true today.
This isn't Randall's only historic race. She became the first U.S. woman to win a cross-country World Cup event in 2007. U.S. ski team coach Chris Grover says he knew a podium finish in the sprint was possible for Randall during this week's World Championships. But he says a lot of things have to come together to pull off a great performance. And he says the sprint is a tough event.
There's usually a lot of contact. There's often broken equipment, broken skis, broken poles, people crashing. And so one of the keys to sprint racing successfully is to really avoid that conflict. So tactically, she really knew where to get out in front to avoid trouble and to put herself in a position to have this kind of success.
This week's World Championships could be a big boost for the sport of cross-country skiing in the U.S. Americans aren't typically known for their prowess in the sport, but besides Randall, 4 other members of the U.S. Nordic team have medaled at the event. Grover says the accomplishment is a decade in the making, and it will do a lot to help raise the profile of cross-country skiing.
I don't know if it'll ever be as big a sport as it, you know, in the U.S. as it is in Norway or Sweden or something like that. However, I will say that there's, you know, in recent years, there's been a lot more interest in endurance athletics in our culture, whether it's in running or the excitement that Lance Armstrong, for example, brought to road cycling. So I think that we can still raise the bar, and a performance like Keegan's today will absolutely help that.
The skate sprint is Randall's best event, but the sprint at the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver will be in the classic discipline. Randall says she's working closely with her coach, Eric Flora, at Alaska Pacific University to sharpen her classic skills. APU coach Holly Brooks says a silver medal at Worlds will be a huge confidence booster for Randall heading into next year's Olympics. And she says both coach and athlete are ready to put in a lot of hard work.
Eric and Keegan have some technical ideas of things that they really want to focus on. And, you know, I'm sure that she'll wake up every morning thinking about about how she can make improvements and how she can become the best classic sprinter in the world.
Randall will have a chance to hone those classic skills Wednesday with the World Championships team sprint event. She's partnering with fellow APU skier Laura Vallis. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.